This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thanks everyone for joining. As I think was indicated on the list, Susan Kawaguchi is on vacation. I believe she's chasing penguins around Antarctica this week. So I've been asked to step in, and of course this is one of about a dozen working groups that I participate on and have fallen woefully behind in the traffic, so I'm going to lean on the staff folks fairly heavily on the content. But I wanted to get us kicked off here with our agenda, which is fairly simple, but we only have three items, but we'll need to go through them. The first up is provide an update on the cost analysis and the economic impact estimates for the RDS deployment, development and deployment to the industry. And I can tell you that I have made some progress on this front in that I've convened a discussion amongst some registrars. Of course, it's very difficult to come up with any kind of a solid estimate based on the more conceptual status of RDS right now than something that can actually be deployed. But I think we're in a point where we can start to put together an approach that takes those some basic assumptions into account, and then we can feed that into this process as well as any of the subsequent PDPs so that there is an understanding that there will be significant costs associated with converting from the existing system to RDS. Presumably that's the outcome of all this work. So I don't have any estimates or numbers or any hard data on that right now, except to report that those conversations are started. We're going to meet in Singapore, and we have an informal group now working to put some brackets around those considerations. So I don't know if there's any questions or anyone wants to discuss that item, or we can just move on to the second point, which is planning and preparations for the Singapore meeting. Okay, the queue is clear, so I'll move on to the second point. This effort will be covered, I believe, in two parts on the Singapore schedule. The one coming up on the first part is an update to whichever one you want to start with, whichever slide deck you have queued up. I know there's, first off, there's going to be an update to the GNSO Council on the weekend session, and then there's also a omnibus all things who is session scheduled for I believe it is on Monday, where all of the various activities involving who is will be presented, and this will be one of them. Steve,
thank you. Yeah, I'm not muted. That's good. I apologize for not having been continuously and actively involved, but I did pull out some notes that I made after the October meeting on some bigger questions, which I can go through if people want to willing to listen. But the big question is, what are the prerequisites for reaching the PDP stage? That is, what in our mind, what do we have to do to be ready? Or to put it in somewhat different terms, what do we expect the PDP to accomplish, and how do we divide that up from what we have to do in order to make that successful? And my bias is that we need to look at all of the risks in that process and soak up as many of them as possible so that the PDP effort is most likely to be successful, has the least amount of open ground and undecided things to worry about, and that their questions are well enough formed, the questions we put to them are well enough formed so that they can actually go to work on them and come up with reasonable answers.
Okay, thanks, Steve. I think I agree completely, is that we can't just take this blob of uncertainty and punt it over to the PDPs, because we won't like necessarily what comes out of that. And I think that part of the approach, or at least as I understand it, which I'm also not not exactly up to date on on some of the traffic that was going on the list, but I think that my understanding is that that's part of the lead up that staff has put together to take us to the initial report, which would, you know, hopefully start to crystallize some of those questions before it was put out for comment and then submitted to the GNSO for consideration, you know, at the start of the PDP process. But I'd like to see that narrowed down as much too, just speaking personally.
Well, if I might, at the risk of taking us off on various tangents, let me just read very quickly, not for the point of people capturing all this, but just to give an idea of the set of things that were going through my mind, a handful of the issues that I found myself worrying about. One is the centralization issue. How brittle is it? Is it subject to capture or extortion or data breach? Another broad topic is differentiated access. Is it clear what it is to everybody? Is it implementable? Will it in fact be effective in accomplishing the bigger goals? Now, this is a very big question because to do this right, in principle, one would need connection to metrics that don't exist yet of are we in fact reducing crime or abuse or whatever. How easy is it to administer, and how much do we know about that? And what do we do about enforcement and detection of violations of the rules? Then there's the engineering questions of testing and validation, and the a rather significant issue of what the transition process looks like. And transition is probably a slight misnomer because we're going to have a very long period of coexistence between the existing system and the new system. And so we're going to need to understand what coexistence looks like, what the stimulus is going to be to move it along, and how you measure progress. That's just the short list.
Thanks, Steve. I captured those as the risks of centralized architecture, considering that could be subject to data breach. That would certainly be a very ripe target for bad actors. Managing the different account levels and who's going to, I guess, manage the different roles and determine that people are in the right roles and the criteria that are established for different levels of access, making sure it's effective, comparing that this is a better system than what we have currently today, and knowing that the metrics are not available necessarily to give us a start on that. Enforcement of making sure all the rules are together, and then the overall engineering and architecting of this, dev, deployment, testing, migration, and then the fact that we'll probably, at least for the rest of my career, have both of these systems in parallel operating together. That's, I think, very similar to some of the thoughts that I've been having as well. I see there's now a queue starting to form up here, and I know that some of this is not answered in this slide deck, but at least the questions are captured. So maybe we'll just go through the folks that are in the queue here, and then have them run through the slides.
Thank you. And as I take my hand down, I'll just repeat. And these questions are all in light of how much do we do and how much do we throw over the fence to the PDP.
Right. And how do we do that without presuming the outcome? Right. Okay. Denise, you're up next.
Yes, thanks. And thanks, Steve, for highlighting your sort of meta priority issues. Just for the purpose of clarity, I think on next steps, it would be I think useful for staff to understand how this relates to our and what we want to raise in our session with the community in Singapore, which is I think the agenda item we're on. But I think even more importantly is the themes that you've touched on are reflected in various ways in the three-phased approach that that the group has worked through and that's diagrammed. But I think we'd be particularly interested to hear your thoughts, Steve, of where if there are places where you feel that additional work should be done or that need to be drawn out more clearly or that aren't in in your view, aren't in the appropriate phase?
I guess that's directed at me. Well, it could be that I'm behind in reading, but I actually haven't seen any material that speaks to the several things that I raised. How brittle is a centralized system, and what protections are there against capture in various ways? Those are probably relatively easy compared to the others. The differentiated access is a entirely new regime, and I'm quite conscious as I raise these things that I'm one of the people who pushed very hard for all of this. So I'm very pleased with where we've gotten to, and yet I feel obliged to raise eyes open kind of questions going forward. How much do we know about how implementable this is? I'm very concerned about the question of whether or not this is effective, because we've gotten a lot of pushback from the community on as we increase the validation requirements, for example, on the current WHOIS, that we're doing harm to people. I think that's an important kind of question to understand and be able to measure. And then the larger question is, and are we accomplishing what we set out to accomplish? Are we reducing abuse and improving the quality of the service to everybody? And then the ancillary questions of how do you administer this, and how do you detect violations and so forth. And then the engineering issues that I said, is there a transition and coexistence model in place? Has anybody thought through that, or have a candidate? Is anybody thinking about how to build trial versions of this, or test beds, or prototypes, and work our way through the learning process that would come from that?
Thanks, Denise. Thanks, Steve. I think those are, those are questions are forefront in my mind as well. But I'll stop editorializing here and go to Lisa.
Lisa, if you're speaking, Lisa? You're on mute.
Thank you. I believe, Steve, that all of the issues that you raised, we had tried to incorporate as either inputs to the PDP working group process, or something that happened in one of the phases of the PDP working group process. It is true that this group hasn't attempted to actually answer very many of those big questions, but to describe where they belong in the process flow. So, for example, what you're calling differentiated access, of course, the EWG called gated access, but that is one of the discrete items that would be tackled during the PDP process in the three-phase approach. In this slide deck, it happens to be on page 12 in detail. So I think what would behoove us is to make sure that every item that you ticked off is in some place in this flow. And then the question is, do any of those things have to be done before the PDP working group begins? That recommendation would be certainly something that this process working group could make.
Thank you, and I apologize for using the wrong terminology, gated access. I don't have strong feelings about this, except from the history of having that there have been many PDPs and they haven't resulted yet in a working system, which is why we kicked off the process we have. So I want to ask all of us to think clearly as to how much we want to burden the PDP with, as opposed to trying to get clarity up front and delay the formal PDP until there's more solutions. And if there's good reason to believe that putting it into the PDP is the right thing, that's okay with me. Except as I say, I'm nervous about that. What resources does the policy development process bring to bear on digging in depth to the kind of subtle questions and complicated questions that are on the list that I left?
Thanks, Steve, and thanks, Lisa. If you don't mind for a second, I just wanted to put a comment in as a registrar, and then we'll step aside and let the staff folks run through these slides. But you know, one of my concerns is that this seems to presume that that a lot of those answer that all those issues that Steve raised have been answered in, you know, satisfactorily, or that they will be answered satisfactorily, and that the PDP can proceed. And I think that's where you're going with this, Steve, is that it seems like the train is already on the tracks and is rolling out of the station, but we don't really know, you know, we don't even know if we want it to go anywhere yet. And I think that you know, I would like to see some, either that's part of this, it's going to be shaken out as some sort of phase zero of this, where all these inputs are measured, and then once again we get to the problem of interdependencies, and if we kick off, you know, four or five efforts here, and three of them go forward and two of them are stopped, then does the system work? Is it worth pursuing the other two, or is it a package deal? And, you know, I think we need to leave room for those questions rather than just punt this whole thing to the PDP process, which, as we've noted repeatedly, is you know, very taxing on both staff and the volunteer capability you know, the capacity for volunteers. And it just seems like throwing, you know, starting five more of these things would really, you know, could just break the system. So I'm going to lower my hand, and then I think, Margie, you're up, and then did you want to run us through the slides, or did you have
I had a comment, yes, kind of follow up on some of the questions that Steve had. I think some of the issues that you raised, I think we want to make sure we've highlighted them in the issue report, so that's something that we can talk to Marika, who basically leads the effort on the policy side, to write the issue report. But secondly, you know, especially for the board members on the call, as we go through the budgeting process for next year, and we as staff are going through our departments to try to determine what our projects are, you know, for the next fiscal year, and it'll be important to know that we want to perhaps make sure that we anticipate extra resources for the kinds of questions and additional research that Steve suggests. When the right time is, you know, so if we're talking about doing some sort of skunk works or some, you know, other analysis once we get through the initial policy phase to make sure that the system's, you know, something that the policy is going to support, you know, it strikes me that the budget for this kind of a PDP would be a lot more expensive than what you typically see in the GNSO processes.
Okay, thanks, Margie. Chris, you're up. Chris, you may be on mute. Chris, going twice. Okay. Maybe we can give Chris a few more minutes to...
Can you hear me now, Jess?
Loud and
yeah.
Clear. Hi, Chris.
Sorry about that. I just want us to be a little bit careful that this group doesn't end up overstepping what the GNSO thinks we're doing. If we think that there is more work to be done before, significantly large amounts of work to be done, substantive work to be done before this goes to a PDP, then my question would be, is this the right group to be doing it? Or guiding it, because that's...
Can you speak up?
Sorry, yeah, because that's not why this group was actually set up. And I'm fine with saying it's now a three-stage process rather than, or a four-stage process rather than a one or two or three-stage process, as long as we're clear that the right people are doing the work to get buy-in from the people who end up making the decisions and making the policy recommendations. Some of what we're talking about may be... all of what we're talking about may be necessary to be done before it goes to a PDP. Some of what we're talking about may be necessary to be done before it goes to a PDP, and so on. But I think if we're going to go into the amount of detail that we are on things that we think, or some of us think, need to be done before launching a PDP, we need to be very clear, if we agree that those things need to be done, who's going to do them, because it isn't necessarily going to be this group that does it. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris. I think that is sound advice and an important point of demarcation. Okay, I see Avery's in the queue, and then after that, folks, I really do want to close the queue because I know staff wants to present these slides, and they may actually address some of our questions or concerns, at least as they're being teed up to the community, where I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of these same concerns echoed back to us. So, Avery, you're up.
Thank you. Just a brief comment. I think that a lot of the things that Steve has been bringing up that are, you know, the extra work that this group would do or would request are finding facts that the policy would be built on. So, you know, if work that needs to be done, none of them sounded like policy items, but really basic information and indicators that people would need to work on the policy. So I think we need to differentiate that.
Thanks, Avery. Some preliminary fact-finding as opposed to diving right into the policy work, perhaps blindfolded. Okay, so Chris, I'm assuming that's a previous hand, so we're going to move on then to, I believe, is it Margie that you're going to run through these slides?
Actually, I think it's Lisa.
Lisa, okay, sorry. Lisa, the floor is yours if you want to walk us through. These are the slides for the segment of the All Things Who Is session, which will be held in Singapore on the 9th, correct?
That's correct. So we have a roughly 20-minute segment of that larger All Things Who Is session to give an update on the progress of the EPWG. The slides that we've put together here, I think everyone has scroll control on their own. Is that true, Charlotte?
Yes.
All right. So the slides that we have here, starting really on slide 3, just introduces, what is this policy, EWG process, working group, excuse me. Where did it come from? Obviously formed as a collaboration between the GNSO and the board, and our focus is to recommend how to structure the PDPs for success. PDP or PDPs. Slide 4 shows where we actually are in the PDP process today, which is there was a preliminary issue report published. Actually, it was back at the time that the EWG itself was launched, and there was a comment period on that preliminary issue report. So that's where we are currently in the process. If we go to slide 5, this is the timeline that's been laid out. You can see the steps that have already been taken within that process. The rose and white, of course, are the not mandatory steps of a PDP process, but the additional steps that were taken to form the EWG and have the EWG generate its final report on the RDS. We're right now in the blue box there, which is developing recommendations on the process for forming a PDP working group and establishing a charter that would have the best chance of success. So these are really sort of stage-setting slides. Moving to slide 6 is where the meat of the status update is, and providing a quick overview, because we only have 20 minutes, of the three-phase PDP working group approach that we have been documenting and building upon during our calls for the past couple of months. Going from the first phase of policy requirements definition, which would have an approval cycle after it, entering then into a functional design phase, policy functional design phase, and that providing some opportunities for parallelism, subject to resourcing, of course, and then a third phase of developing implementation guidance, and that would actually be the phase where many of the items that Steve raised would definitely be addressed, and I think the question for this group is whether there's any preliminary work that would have to happen before phase one in order to make phase one possible.
I'm sorry, can we stop right there for just a moment,
sure.
Lisa, while
right
we still
ahead.
Have Steve on the call, because I know Steve and Bruce will have to drop. In fact, I think Bruce may already have. Is it then the position of this group that we want to put a tentative placeholder here for a phase zero that says, to borrow from Avery's terminology, say something like fact-finding or preliminary data gathering, or do we believe that's adequately captured in phase one with policy requirements?
Well, we actually do have that if you look at slide 7. The preliminary steps are the issue report and also input development. So we have it captured in the process, and then the challenge for this group is to, you know, really nail down and enumerate what those inputs must be.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. I'm not sure just leaving input development there calls out the significance of what we were discussing on the first part of the call, because it sounds like it's actually a little bit more heavy lifting than just that, unless we're saying that that's where we're going to probably spend the next, balance, that's the next big mountain that needs to be climbed before the issues report can be developed. I guess between the two preliminary steps, issues report and input development, are those happening in parallel?
My understanding of this is that the issue report would identify those areas, that the public comment period would solicit input on whether those are the inputs that are necessary, the right inputs. And then once the final issue report was published, it would be up to the GNSO Council to say whether those inputs really were needed in order to kick off the PDP working group or not. And looks like Marika will be able to better explain the process.
Thanks, Lisa. Marika?
Yeah, thanks, James. Thanks, Lisa. This is Marika. Just to build, and apologies for being late, but just to build on what Lisa said, I think that is what also has happened in previous policy development processes, where indeed in the issue report, staff outlines what the issue is, you know, what information is available, and also identifies what additional data may be needed to help inform the deliberations of the working group. And that is, and then usually indeed, as Lisa said, you know, pass on to the GNSO Council with either a recommendation to say, you know, you may want to commence the working group and maybe do certain elements of data gathering as part of that effort where you request input, or, you know, these are certain elements or information that you may want to gather before you actually form the PDP working group, as, you know, those are believed to be essential data points that are needed to kick off those conversations. So I think that is something, at least how we've dealt with that in the past. And again, of course, if there are specific areas that you believe should already be called out, because it can, of course, as well work the other way around. If at this stage you already know that there's certain areas where you would like or think you need additional data, it's something we could call out in the issue report, and as well through the public comment forum, ask for people to come forward who may have information or data available that we then could feed into or build into the document.
Okay. Thanks, Marika. I guess we can probably go back to Lisa for continuation. I guess my only question is, it sounds like that's kind of staff makes that determination of whether that, whether the PDP is ready, so to speak, and the council can dive right in and start making policy or forming the groups, or the staff can say to the GNSO that you probably should exercise a little bit more caution here. There are a lot of blanks that need to be filled in. Is there any way that this group can essentially, as one of its, you know, possible options, say, we believe that there's more work to be done before you charge off and start forming policy development working groups, and incorporate that as part of the issues report? Is that one of our options? I'm not suggesting we go that route. I'm just asking if that's a route that's open to us. Lisa, go ahead.
So I think that we had actually outlined in our work plan for this group, enumerating what some of those inputs are that need to be developed. We do actually have some of them listed on the more detailed charts. The chart you see on slide 7 is the overview chart, but the actual more detailed charts are later in this presentation as an attachment, simply because it wouldn't be possible for anyone presenting this to go into that detail in 20 minutes.
Okay.
But as part of this working group's output, there certainly can be recommendations to, inputs that need to be developed, facts that need to be uncovered to inform the PDP process before a working group was formed. But if I understand correctly, and Marika can correct me if I'm wrong, I think it actually is up to the GNSO Council to determine whether they have enough to go forward with a PDP working group.
Okay, thanks, Lisa and Marika. Apologize for taking us off track. If you could, please go ahead and continue with, I think you were on slide 7, right?
Yes. So on slide 7, so Susan is willing to present as many of these slides as you all would like, but she welcomed participation in the presentation. But she would take slide 7 and dive into what is this three-phase process, perhaps giving some examples, highlighting some examples of what the inputs are that would need to be developed in each of these areas, the dependencies between these areas, meaning that, for example, you need to identify the users and purposes are before you can move on to which of those users should have access to data for which purposes. That would be the gated access, and so forth. So she would follow, Susan would follow through this presentation on slide 7, probably spending most of her time explaining the three phases, the dependencies, and how in phase 1, every aspect of policy would have to be addressed at a high level and reach some foundational decisions that would then have GNSO Council approval before moving on to phase 2. Then once entering phase 2, there are some opportunities here for parallel design work, and that would take those foundational decisions made in phase 1 about policy and actually work out the nitty-gritty details of policy. Phase 2 and phase 3 are somewhat overlapping in that there are some aspects of the RDS that certainly bear some looking at how it would actually be implemented and providing implementation guidance. So there might be some iteration between, for example, in the gated access area, Steve mentioned, how do you determine who violates their access rights and how do you enforce that? That might be something that there would be implementation guidance done as part of that process. But, of course, you have to have some foundational decisions about gated access policy before you can look at those implementation consequences at a very detailed level.
Okay, thanks, Lisa. I see Aubrey has a question.
Yes, thank you. My question has to do with the red further detailed in EP working group recommendations. I think that saying that they're further detailed in there is sort of misleading. I think that there's sort of, introductory material or specific discussions or something, but I'd prefer to stay away from anything that indicates that that is somehow more than raw material that is built on. And further detailed seems to have an implication of start from there as opposed to use what's there. Thanks.
I think that's a good point, Aubrey, and really what that further detailed was meant to point to is the larger slide deck that the working group has, EP working group, has developed to this point. But what we could do is simply just point to, in this slide deck, slides 12 and 13, which is where each row on the three-phase process flow on slide 7 is broken out in the next level of detail, but certainly not, as you say, a thorough treatment of each of these areas.
Queue is clear, Lisa, so if you want to continue. Thanks, Aubrey.
The back end of this presentation then is on slide 8, going over some of the general methodology and timeline recommendations that this group has developed, and they are still at a relatively high level, but they're pulled from the ongoing documentation that this working group has been using to capture our conversations. So the concept of GNSO Council approving after phase one before phase two starts, the concept that I believe we discussed two meetings ago about the PDP working group needing some close coordination if there's going to be parallelism, so perhaps a coordination team within the PDP working group itself to coordinate those parallel efforts and make sure that the further policy details and implementation guidance actually tracked the agreements that were established in phase one. In timeline, the discussion that this group had about there should be defined timeline and targets for the PDP working group to keep it moving, it's, of course, up to GNSO Council to determine what those actual timeline and targets would be. And also in the methodology, bringing up the concept that this group discussed, I think, in both of the last calls, the idea of holding periodic face-to-face meetings in addition to trying to progress the PDP working group effort on phone calls and at ICANN meetings. And then the last slide that would actually be presented in the 20-minute overview is just explaining what comes next, that the purpose of this presentation in Singapore is to get some community feedback on this concept of the phased approach. When the this working group is done with formulating its recommendations on the process, that would be fed into a new preliminary issue report, tentatively scheduled for March, assuming this group is has reached the point where it believes that it has the recommendations it wants. That preliminary issue report would be a new issue report replacing the one that was previously published on this topic. It would encompass this working group's recommended process as well as a draft charter for a future working group. There would be a public comment period and then a final issue report published that captured those public comments, and at that point it would be up to the GNSO Council to determine next steps. And I guess at this point, one thing we could flag here is the GNSO Council could consider the additional inputs that were recommended before they formed the PDP working group. And then there are additional slides in this slide deck really to make this information sort of more readily accessible, but the next level of detail on the phased flow, the next level of detail on the post-working group steps, and then a link to the actual full slide. It is a slide deck, but the full PDF of what this working group has developed thus far.
Okay, thanks, Lisa. I really appreciate you walking us through this. Then my understanding is that there will be some, I guess my question is, will there be some time allotted for Q&A? On this particular subject, or is that going to be held off until the end, and then there will be a Q&A session for all of the WHOIS topics that are presented in this session?
This is Margie James. I think Susan asked at the last call that we have a separate Q&A just on this topic, so I'm going to design this session to be that way since I'm putting up the agenda details for the session.
Okay, and so when we'll be open for questions then at the end of this slide deck,
yeah.
Briefly. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Margie, and thanks again, Lisa, for walking us through that and for all the folks who put that together. Do we have any questions or comments, or anyone spot any typos, spelling errors, or just general material issues with this slide deck, or do you think that that's a good and effective and comprehensive update to the community on what we've been working on and where we're going from here? I see a green check mark from Chris, so I'll take that as a support for this. I think it looks well, it looks good as well. Okay. Well, thanks again for walking us through that, and this is currently up on our wiki as well, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you guys can take a look at that offline as well. Okay. See, Chris and Avery are now in the queue, so we'll go with Mr. Despain. Go ahead.
I blowed my hand, James. I'm sorry. It was an accidental raise.
Got it. Thank you, Chris. Avery?
Yeah, thanks, Avery. I just wanted to go back to something that was said that isn't necessarily part of this presentation, and that's why I didn't mention it when you last asked for the presentation. And that's, if I understood correctly, a statement was made that if somehow things weren't sufficient or right for the PDP, that the GNSO could come back on it or could make some sort of decision. And I thought that, you know, we were in a situation where while the GNSO Council and GNSO can certainly discuss the charter, that the PDP being a board, you know, initiated PDP, that, you know, the council didn't have a whole lot of choice on doing a PDP. Now, obviously, this group is giving the GNSO a great amount to say in how that PDP gets structured. But I didn't think that there was actually a phase in this where the GNSO and GNSO council could look at, you know, the final report and say, no, we need more to do a PDP. I mean, I'd love perhaps for that to be the case, but I didn't know that that was the case. So I guess I'm looking for clarity. I might have just misunderstood.
No, I think I was probably guilty of making that statement, Aubrey. And you know, I also would like some clarity on that. My understanding and I may be oversimplifying this, but my understanding is that once this group, the EPWG, concludes its work and makes its recommendations to the GNSO and executes this handoff that's described in section 9, slide 9, that the GNSO's process takes over, and one, I guess, possible hypothetical outcome of that process would be that they make the determination that some parts of this are just not suitable for a PDP, and they don't go forward with some of it. At least that's my understanding. And I guess the question is, does the board then come back in and say, no, this is our PDP, and you kind of have to run with it once we hand it to you? I don't know the answer. Anybody from staff want to take a whack at that? Margie, you're in the queue next, or you?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of that uncharted territory of, you know, obviously the bylaws talk about a PDP being able to be started by the board, and then what does that mean? You know, so I mean, Marika can chime in too. I don't know that we've had any experience with that particular situation.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, does that inherently contain some sort of presumption of outcome that a PDP can be initiated by the board, that it would reach, you know, we keep saying that we want to set up the PDPs for success. We want to structure this work in such a way that the PDPs are successful, but I don't know that we have established what we mean by that, by a successful PDP, a successful outcome to the PDP. Aubrey, did you want to weigh in some more on this? Aubrey,
sorry,
are you on mute?
Sorry, just forgot to take my hand up.
Oh, okay. All right. And Margie, was it a follow-up to this, or did you want to let Marika go and then raise something else? Or
Let Marika go, and I wanted to raise something else.
Okay. Marika.
Yes, so this is Marika. Adding to what Margie said, I mean, it is indeed, you know, uncharted territory as such. You know, if you really look very strictly at what the PDP manual says and the bylaws, indeed, it's like, you know, board requests a PDP and it just moves on. But you'll also note it doesn't talk, for example, about a process working group. So I think we see as well that and of course I don't want to speak for the board here nor the GNSO, but at least there's a sense that from both sides there's an understanding that there needs to be communication and collaboration on indeed setting this up for success. So I think this is already a first step in this effort. And maybe, you know, one of the recommendations this group could, of course, make as well, that, you know, there's a further conversation at the time of the final issue report between the board and the GNSO to jointly assess, you know, what did we learn as part of, you know, the final issue report input received, and, you know, do we still stand behind our original recommendation on how to move forward with this PDP, or, you know, is there a realization that we may need to make certain tweaks or, indeed, you know, have further conversations on certain things. So maybe that's something you as a group, you know, want to consider to address that aspect of it, because, you know, I don't think anyone here has an intention to, you know, force one group to do something where others don't believe that it will be successful or can work. I think this is probably an effort where, you know, collaboration will be necessary to make sure that it's set up for success and everyone is you know, moving in the same direction. So that may be a suggestion.
Thanks, Marika, and I think it's the best thing I've heard so far as far as, you know, keeping this going in the right direction. I think when we say, you know, we want to set up the PDPs for success, that we need to define what that means. And that probably falls to this group as a hybrid working group from the board and the GNSO to make sure that there's buy-in on both sides of this handoff, that understand what a successful outcome looks like. And if a successful outcome is a brand new replacement for WHOIS, or a successful outcome is we looked at this and we decided we can't afford it, you know, what's on the table and what's completely out of bounds? I think that might be something that the GNSO side of it, and particularly when you get down to the PDP level, might be looking to this group to help frame those questions. Margie, you're up next.
The other thing I wanted to kind of highlight is, as we've got the presentation, you know, essentially finalized, who wants to be up representing the group to walk through it? Obviously, Susan suggested that she would, you know, she could do it. But what I wanted to find out was whether, say, Aubrey and James and, you know, and board members, to the extent that they're interested, would they be willing to stay on and be panelists? There are other WHOIS related issues that are going to be talked about in that session, which I think are interest to most of you, and I can certainly circulate the agenda for that. So that's really my question to this group, is how many want to be, you know, visible on this topic, and do they also want to participate in the other discussions? I think the other discussions that are on the agenda are talk about the effectiveness of the 2013 RAA changes that related to WHOIS, and also the GAC request related to identity validation. So those are the other kind of WHOIS topics that are going to be discussed in that session.
And if just to quickly follow up, so if people could, if people are interested, if they could just email Margie directly off list, and we'll include this request in the meeting notes and bring it to the attention of the rest of the members of the group who aren't on this call today. Thanks.
Thanks, Denise, and thanks, Margie. I think you'll probably find no shortage of volunteers with that kind of a topic list. Okay, so I think I see Lisa has her hand up, so we'll go to Lisa next. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask a point of clarification. Margie, are you looking for people to participate in the Q&A or people to help Susan present these slides?
Help Susan kind of, with those slides. And then if the, you know, they also want to stay on to be discussing the other issues, because, as I mentioned, there will be other issues on that in that session. So it's really two-part. I don't know, you know, if Susan wants to cover all the slides herself, or if she knows that a couple others are interested, then she could probably break up some of the discussion.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Well, I think if we can include that call for volunteers on the list, I think you'll probably have no shortage of takers, both of the folks on the call today and then maybe some of the folks who are unfortunately absent. So, okay. Well, then the second, if there are no other comments on the slide deck, the second session that will address these. I'm sorry, Marjorie. Margie, is that a new hand or?
Old. Sorry. I forgot to put it down.
Oh, okay. No problem. I just want to make sure I give you a chance if there was something else before we move on. So the next item is that there will be a second session. This will be the update for the community, what we've currently seen, and then a There will be an update specifically for the GNSO Council during its working sessions. An update will be provided on this work, and I think that Lisa, if I'm not mistaken, that will be a subset of these slides. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what we staff had discussed, possibly using maybe the beginning part of this slide deck as just a way to set context, and then really going directly to an additional slide that we would draft that would capture what are the key discussion points that this group would like to have some, either discussion or some guidance from the GNSO Council.
Okay, thanks. And then the goal of that, I'm sorry, Lisa, you will be making that presentation as well, or will that be someone else from staff?
I believe that Susan would give the lead-off presentation, but it and Marika might want to chime in here, but really thinking that it would be an interactive opportunity between the members of this process working group and GNSO Council.
Okay, thanks. So that brings us to the end of this slide deck and also to the top of the hour. I know we have 90 minutes allocated. So does anyone have any other thoughts on either the community interaction session scheduled for Monday in Singapore or the update that will be provided to the GNSO Council during its weekend session on Saturday in Singapore? Have any thoughts or any edits to this slide? I think we are going to make this deck available on the list, and so if there's any, do we have a deadline when this has to be completely nailed down? If comments or edits need to be sent in, what's the absolute latest that those can be provided, Lisa?
That's actually a Margie question. I believe Margie will be assembling the All Things Who is deck.
So Tuesday would be best, next Tuesday, because I fly on Wednesday and I like to have to do it on the plane. I've got a long time.
Okay, so let's say, by noon UTC on Tuesday or something like that, that should give folks the weekend to mull this over.
And I have noted, this is Lisa again, I have noted that there were a couple of suggestions made as we walk through the one by Avery to replace the further detailed in the EPWG recommendations with a C slides, whatever the numbers are, and perhaps to emphasize the recommendation for additional inputs as part of the output of the EPWG working group.
Okay, thanks. The queue is clear. The slide deck looks good to me, but we're going to circulate on the list with a deadline for comments of Tuesday so that Margie can get those integrated into the slide deck before we all arrive in Singapore. Does anyone else have any final thoughts? We can give back the last half hour of this group. I think we've accomplished everything that we set out for on our agenda today, and certainly we will have sufficient opportunity to interact with each other.
We could spend half an hour discussing whether we should give the half an hour back to everybody.
Yeah, we could do that.
Or
we could just
fashion.
Or we could just give it back. How's that, Steve?
That sounds like a great idea to me, James.
Only a board member could think that way.
Exactly. Only a CEO could make such an executive, decisive.
I'm leaving the call now. Goodbye to you all.
Goodbye and safe travels, Chris.
Take care, guys. See you in Singapore.
All right. Everybody, see you in Singapore and safe travels. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.